KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
End of the boys' state basketball tournament at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines Friday, and the state won a consolation final. It was Storm Lake St. Mary's over Greenfield Monoway Valley 81-46 in the 2A consolations. Clarinda was victorious over Monona NFL Marmac by a score of 69-52. In the 4A semifinals Friday, it was Iowa City West over Marion Linmar 71-51, and in double overtime, Sioux City East beat Ankeny 60-56. In the championship rounds on Friday in Class 1A, third-seeded Boyden Hall won the 1A title Friday night, stunning previously undefeated and top-seeded Danville 63-45. Bryce Moss scored a game-high 17 points for the Comets, who handed Danville its second straight loss in the state championship game. And Mount Vernon's Jake Tim buried three free throws in the final 19 seconds, and the Mustangs of Mount Vernon rallied to beat Fort Dodge St. Edmund 48-45 in the Class 2A title game. Micah Russell scored 19 points to lead Mount Vernon, which was fourth seed, and trailed by 15 points before roaring back to stun the unranked Gales. Today's schedule at the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. The consolation rounds kick off this afternoon at 12:05 with a 3A consolation match featuring Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic against Grinnell. At 1:45, the 4A consolation pits Ankeny against Marion Linmar. The 3A and 4A championships will be held tonight, beginning at 6:05 of the 3A championship, where Epworth Western Dubuque takes on Mount Pleasant. And at 8:05, the 4A championship, the nightcap game, it'll be Sioux City East versus Iowa City West. Well, Draymond Green had 21 points and 10 rebounds to lead number 8 Michigan State over the Iowa Hawkeyes Friday, 92-75 in Big Ten tournament quarterfinal action, a game we featured for you right here on KJAN. Adrian Payne had a career-high 16 points. Keith Appling had 12 points and 6 assists. And Brandon Wood had 10 points for the top-seeded Spartans. Spartans shot 58% from the field. Michigan State will take on number 15 Wisconsin in the semifinals today. Josh Oglesby scored 20 points for Iowa. Zach McCabe and Roy Devin Marble added 13 points for the Hawkeyes, who defeated Illinois on Thursday. Iowa entered yesterday's game having won 4 of 6 games, including wins against Indiana and Wisconsin. Iowa State is inviting its fans to watch the NCAA Tournament Selection Show at Hilton Coliseum tomorrow. The 25th-ranked Cyclones are expected to earn their first bid since 2005, despite a loss to Texas in the Big 12 tournament on Thursday. Coach Fred Hoiberg and his players will be on hand for the event, which is free of charge. The doors to Hilton Coliseum will open at 4 p.m., an hour before the start of the selection show. Nebraska has fired coach Doc Sadler after the team he expected to be his best in 6 years at the school posted the program's lowest win total since 2003. Athletic director Tom Osborne announced that decision on Friday. The Cornhuskers finished 12-18 after losing 79-61 to Purdue in the first round of the Big Ten tournament on Thursday. They tied with Penn State for last place in the conference with a 4-14 record in their first season in the Big Ten. In the Huskers' final 5 years in the Big 12, Sadler's teams never finished higher than 7th. Sadler was 101-89 overall with 3 NIT appearances at Nebraska, but just 34-64 in conference games. Elsewhere in sports, Bruce Weber has been fired as the men's basketball coach at Illinois. He held the job for 9 seasons and had a record of 210-101. Weber led the Illini to the 2005 NCAA title game, losing to North Carolina. His Big Ten record over the last six seasons was just 55 and 56. The Illini lost in the first round of the Big Ten tournament on Thursday and had a record of 17-15 this season. Athletic director Mike Thomas has now fired three coaches in less than a year. He's also given the boot to football coach Ron Zook and women's basketball coach Jolette Law. Cincinnati is unranked in the AP Top 25 rankings, but that doesn't mean the Bearcats aren't peaking at exactly the right time of the season. The unheralded Bearcats earned their seventh win over a ranked team this season, the most in the country, when they snapped second-ranked Syracuse's 11-game winning streak 71-68 to reach tonight's Big East tourney final against Louisville. Sean Kilpatrick keyed Cincinnati's early three-point barrage and scored 18. Cincinnati, which is 24-9, took a 17-point lead and then held on as Syracuse clawed to within 1 point in the final seconds of the game. Deion Waiters had 28 points for Syracuse, which is hoping that its 31-2 overall mark will still earn the Orange a number one seed when the NCAA tournament pairings are announced Sunday night. Elsewhere in college tournament action involving ranked teams, Kentucky overcame an 18-turnover performance and beat LSU 60-51. In their quarterfinal matchup, Kentucky will play Florida today in one SEC semifinal. North Carolina has advanced to the semifinals of the ACC tournament. The fourth-ranked Tar Heels disposed of Maryland in a quarterfinal game 85-69. Carolina will play North Carolina State in the semifinals today. Fifth-ranked Missouri is in the Big 12 tourney title game against 12th-ranked Baylor. Sixth-ranked Duke survives some sloppy play to edge Virginia Tech 60-56 to reach the ACC semifinals. Duke plays Florida State in today's ACC final. Jared Sullinger had a season-high 30 points and grabbed 12 rebounds to help number 7 Ohio State beat Purdue 88-71 last night in the Big Ten tournament quarterfinals. The Buckeyes play Michigan in today's semi. Trey Burke scored a career-high 30 points to help number 10 Michigan rally past 10th-seeded Minnesota 73-69 in overtime to reach the Big Ten tournament semifinals. Baylor sharpshooter Brady Heslip, hit a pair of three-pointers to keep number 3 Kansas at bay, and Perry Jones III finished with 18 points as the number 12 Bears beat the Jayhawks 81-72 to reach today's Big 12 tournament title game. The Bears will play number 5 Missouri for the championship. And number 14 Wisconsin defeated number 15 Indiana 79-71 in the Big Ten quarterfinals. Rob Wilson scored a career-high 30 points for the Badgers, who tied the tournament record with 13 three-pointers. 17th-ranked Florida State Seminoles earned their shot against Duke in the ACC finals by getting past Miami 82-71. Number 18 San Diego State is in the Mountain West tournament final. Jamal Franklin scored 19 points and Chase Tapley added 17 in the Aztecs' 79-69 win over Colorado State. The 20th-ranked UNLV Runnin' Rebels have been bounced from the Mountain West tourney. Steve Alford's New Mexico Lobos did the trick and will play San Diego State in tonight's Mountain West final. The Lobos beat UNLV 72-67. There was an upset in the Atlantic 10 tournament as 21st-ranked Temple fell to Massachusetts 77-71. Jesse Morgan had 21 points for the Minutemen, while Chaz Williams added 20. The win gives UMass, which is now 22-10, a spot in the A-10 semifinals. Number 22 Florida beat Alabama 69-63 to earn an SEC semifinal date against top-ranked Kentucky. And Georgie Dang scored 16 points, and Louisville dominated number 23 Notre Dame 64-50 to reach the Big East Tournament Championship game for the third time in 4 years. That is a look at sports this hour here on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.